Good morning, everyone. We're holding here in Siman the Tof Nun Hey, Sif Hey. Today is April 9th, and we are finishing the halachas of Mayim Shalanu, of the waters, the halachas of the waters that need to be standing water, not to use the water right away. Says the Mechaber in Sif Hey. It's appropriate not to put salt in the matzah, and that's the correct approach. Even b'di'eved, if the salt was placed in there, we should answer it. Says the Mishnah Sif Katan Mem, Noyegin Shaloi Litein Melach B'matzah, and Simon Tofnan Hei Sif Hei. The Mishnah tells us, Lefishi Yesh Oimrim Shahamelach Mechamim Esayisa, there are those Paiskim that say that the salt hastens the fermentation process, Vadechein Eisa Neichela Hachmitz. It warms it up, and therefore it will become chametz stick. So that's why you should not put salt in the dough itself. Sif kaftim mem aleph. Let's continue, please. Hainu koydem afia. When are we saying you should not put the matzah, the salt in the matzah? That's before it's baked. Aval achar afia vade shari liktoy pnei matzah b'mei melach. But after the matzahs have been baked already, one is definitely permitted to place the salt on the matzah. That's not a problem. Ulachzir latanor and put it back in the oven. K'mayisha oisim bechalamoid, as people are doing chalamoid. It seems like mikamokoyim la matzah mitzvah v'shtei aleilos yesh lizar. However, in regards to the matzah that is used for the starim for the seder night, one should not put that salt on it, as we'll see more later on that topic as well. So what we're saying here that in regards to putting salt or not putting salt, that's specifically in the dough itself. But if you want to put salt on your matzah, it's not a problem. The matzah's baked already. The whole concern is that when you put salt in the dough, it's going to cause the fermentation process to leaven. Or exactly. So that is not a concern when it's already baked. Sif Katan Mem Beis. The Ramah tells us, "Va'afila b'dieved yesh lesser, even b'dieved we should answer it." Va'ayim ba'achreinim she'eskimu. The achreinim tell us, "Dim nosim bo me'at melach ba'afa oisa miyad." If you put a little salt and then you bake it right away, it says in parentheses, "Dahainu loy kishar matzah is dekaimulam bihu she'isik she'oiskin bo b'yadayim einam anichem la'achmitz enenesa b'dieved." So, generally speaking, when a person is handling the dough, so that handling process will not cause it to ferment. So you want to be moving the dough around. That's what he's telling us in the parentheses. The kaimolon, he says, the hainush loy kishar matzahis, not like the other matzahs, the kaimolon, we come out, we conclude, she'esek, the involvement, she'oiskin bob yadayin, that you're involved with your hands, ein manichem lachmitz, it does not become chametzdik. So in this regard, if you put a little salt, just a little tiny granule in the matzah, in the dough, rather, a neser b'dieved will not become aser b'dieved. I'm in ber halacha shekasavnu, the melach shalanu, our salt, shu told us hamayim. Our salt is a derivative of the water, from the water. Asher de'in leser b'dieved afilu le'ofo yisamiyad. It could be, it will not become aser b'dieved, even if you did not make this dough right away. Sifkat Mem Gimel. The Ramah told us v'afilu b'dieved yesh lesser, that even b'dieved we should not permit this dough with salt. V'aprichodesh chaylik, the prichodesh disagrees. V'soiver de ein lahachmer b'dieved b'mat melach. We should not be machmer b'dieved with a little salt. What happens if a person was made a mistake with this? One can never rely on the lenient opinion to to use this dough. Now, this whole discussion in regards to using the dough, or whether or not if you put salt in there, that's in regards to eating it. But can I derive benefit from it? Let's say I put salt in this dough, and I made matzah. So eating, there's a machloikis. Can I derive benefit? What could be a question of benefit? Let's say it's good animal food. I don't recommend it, but let's say it would be good animal food. Can I give it to the animal? Can I get hanah from it? The answer is yes. Even according to the Ramah, it's not a problem even with the Evid. So just a quick chazara in Sif Hei, the Mechaber is telling us that what we should do is be careful not to put salt in our dough when we make the dough for the matzah. After the fact, after the matzah has been made, then one can place salt on his matzah. The night of Pesach night, so we want to have lechem oini, the poor man's bread. The poor man's not putting salt on his matzah, that's why we're not putting salt on the night of the starim on the matzah itself. Sif Vav. The Chabad tells us, Losh ha-matzah b'ketzach b'shum shemin v'mini tavlin g'sheira. If a person needed the matzah with caraway seed or sesame seed or different types of spices, mini tavlin, it's k'sheira. Kevin sheyesh ba tam matzah. Why? Because it still retains the taste of the matzah. Mikomokoim ein litain ba tavlin, you should not put spices in it. Levishuhu chad mecham isa. The Mechaber concludes that it's best not to put spices in because the spices are chad, they're sharp, and they are mecham in the isa, and they warm up the dough. If the dough gets warmed up, we're concerned that it'll ferment. Hagah says the Ramah, pilpilin, pepper. What's the halacha in regards to pepper? Afilu b'dieved is also, even if you put in there b'dieved, you cannot use it. This dough, v'chein, imnafo ba'a sid, so too if lime fell into this dough, you should not use it as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem Dalet. Losh hamatzah says the Mechaber b'ketzach. What is ketzach? It's kimmel, b'losh and ashkenaz, like we said, caraway seed. So it's kishera. If you use this caraway seed or the sesame or other types of spices, first the Muhammad tells us it's okay, it's kosher. M'losh and zem mashma da'afilu ein bara kezayis b'chdei achilis pras. Even if you only have a kezayis, the size of an olive, b'chdei achilis pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, v'yesh ba tam matzah, and it has a taste of matzah in the amount that you ate, yoytzei ba, then you have fulfilled your obligation of matzah. V'ayim b'pri chadosh, v'magin avram, look in the pri chadosh and the magin avram, sh'daitim d'tzarech lechol kol achilas pras, k'dei sh'yeh bazeh k'zayis matzah chutz mitavlin. According to the pri chadosh and the magin avram, one would be obligated to eat the entire achilas pras of matzah, k'dei sh'yeh bazeh k'zayis matzah chutz mitavlin. In other words, we don't want in that kezayis of achilas pras that you're eating, we don't want to be included in that calculation the spices as well. It should be 100% pure, unadulterated matzah. V'ayin le'el was simin tofnun gimel sebeiz mishn brur shom le'inyan taruvis dogon im sharminim. We learned that before Pesach. In regards to the mixtures of other grains with the five grains that are used for matzah. Dilchat chila, be'inan shia roiv min hadaga, nevahachi nami binyanenu, that we said in Simen Tofnun Gimel, that lechat chila, we had to have the majority of the matzah made out of the five grains. So too, in our halacha here, that the majority of the matzah should be not from the spices, but from the grain itself. What's kinyos here? Look at the Mechaber. He's discussing the words of the Mechaber.
Right.
Mechaber is a Svardi, so he's commenting the words Mechaber. He discussed it already. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says further in Sif Katan Memvav, Sheyeshba, what's he discussing here? It's Kakin Kavan Sheyeshba Tamatza, that since it has a taste of matzah, it's Kshera. Mashma, the Yoitzin Boy, the Choyva Balayla Rishoino, that you can fulfill your obligation on the night, the first night of Pesach, Mishum, the Lechashivu Matzah Ashira. It's not considered to be Matzah Ashira. Like we said earlier, the matzah we use has to be Lechemoini. We don't want to be Matzah Ashira. So it's not a concern that if you have the Ketzach or the Shumshimin or the Mini Tavlin, that it turns into the Matzah Ashira. Umeila also La'achlo Bera Pesach. If it was Matzah Ashira, Umeila then be also to eat it in Bera Pesach. Umeyu, however, Yeshoim in the Ein Kshera Elo Bishar Yomim. It's only kosher in other days. The Ein Ba Mishum Chimutz Mishum Mishum Tavlin, because there's no issue of the Chametz because of the spices. Aval he bichlal Matzah Ashira of Ein Yotzim Ba Yidei Choyva Bishnei Alelus Rishoyim Yesh LaHachmir. The Mishnah Berurah does tell us, though, that if you do put the spices in your dough, so it would have a status of Matzah Ashira, and we don't use Matzah Ashira. Ashira meaning wealth. We don't use wealthy matzah. We don't want to use wealthy matzah during the nights of the storm. Sifkot mem zayin mikomokoim ein litein tavlin. Lefishu chad, the mechamin ha'isa, the mechaber concludes that one should not, lechatchila, should not be putting the spices in there. The rotzoloyma, the lechatchila, einoch, it's not appropriate to put the spices of palpilin and the pepper. Afilu kort echod, oyse kol isa chametz. Even one particle of pepper can cause the whole entire dough to become chametz thick. Kol isa chametz. V'chein ma'atzid, so too a little lime can also cause it to become chametz dik. V'dafka kishenilosh b'soichay, that's when it's kneaded inside of the dough. Avalim nafal alav yisal kenum umutter. However, if you have the dough which is made already, and then you have a drop of it, the lime or maybe the pepper as well, that falls on top, so you just remove it and the rest is fine.
Not going to seep in?
Well, if it seeps in, there's a problem. But we're saying that you still see it on top. And if you can remove it before, or you're talking about, you're saying that the liquid, you're referring to liquid.
Seep in almost immediately.
I assume we're talking about a case where it's, you know, like you have that dough, the thick dough on top, and you see it happen, and you pull it out. If you can, you can. If you can't, then it's a problem.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a problem, right. I mean, that doesn't... V'dafkei says, kishinilash b'soichai, three lines on the bottom, avalim nofal olav, yisal kenem umutri, you should remove it, and it's okay. Sifkot memtes, aser. So if you have this pepper that falls into it, then it's aser. Hainu b'achila, it's aser to eat it. You cannot eat that matzah, that dough, but v'loy b'hano, but it's permissible to get hano out of it. What about ginger? V'zangvil, dinoi kepalpalin. Ginger, the spice of ginger, has the same status as the pepper, which is also very sharp, which would also the meat, not the meat, the dough. V'asher dehu adin, neglich, the cloves, the karkoim, and the saffron as well, might have the same status as the pepper. There's a different opinion that says that all types of spices except for the pepper and the sid would be permissible b'di'eved, even to eat it. Sifkot nun sid, haynu sid chai. Avos sid sheba koysel shekvar nisyabesh niskasho ke'even nire poshut the ein oiser. So he's a sid chai, is like this raw sid, this natural state. That's what we're referring to. Yes. But if it's sid, which was in this lime, which was in the wall, this mineral was in the wall, shikvan this yavish that already dried up and became hard like a stone, near a pasha day, now you say it is not asir. Okay, so basically, the two main issues here is that The bottom line, the Mechaber says not to use the spices in the matzah. And then we had a discussion of how the pepper and the sid can have this ability, or other ginger as well, have the ability to perhaps aser the whole entire dough. Moving right along to the next simen. Simen Tof Nun Vav. The Mechaber tells us, Din Shir Kamus Lishos Hamatzos. Here we'll be discussing the volume of the dough when you make the matzah. Now, just as a word of introduction, we're going to see in the Sif Aleph in the Mechaber that a person should not use, should not make more dough than the amount that he takes off for challah. How much is that? That's Arboim Esholish Beim, 43 eggs, V'choymish Beya Beinanim, and the fifth of a medium-sized egg. And the reason for that is because larger, as we'll see in the Mishnah Brura, larger than this amount of dough, the handling process can become chametzdik. So we're saying, don't make, when you're making your matzahs, don't make more than this amount of dough at a time. We'll see how does this come out. The Mishnah Brura and Sif Katan Zion discusses how does it play a role in today's baking of the matzahs. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Ein loshin lePesach isa gedoy leMashir challah. We should not need the dough for Pesach, for matzah, larger than the shear of challah. What's the shear of challah? When a person makes dough and he's to take off challah, what's that shear? Arboim v'sholosh beitzim v'choymish beitza beinanim. V'hu yisorin. It's 43. Our boy Mishalosh, 43 eggs, and the chaimish beya beinanim, and a fifth of a medium-sized egg. That's the measuring called yisaron. V'chein yishara yisar, you can estimate it. Yimale kli mayim, how do you do that? How do you figure out how much dough is permissible to be used? You fill up a kli with water. You fill up a vessel with water. And then you pour the water into another kli. Then you put in 43 eggs into that kli. Then you put the water back into it, into the kli, that you poured out from. And the water that is left over, yitneim b'kli acher, put in a different kli. V'akli ha'mach ze goyisom, hu hamid l'maloisoy mikemach. And the kli that can hold this amount is the kli that you can put your flour in. So basically, we're measuring a kli to hold 43 eggs. The volume of 43 eggs. V'hamidah mechuko v'legedusha. This measurement is a smooth measurement and not a gedusha, not a heaping measurement, you know, like when you take the, you know, a cup of flour. So do you want a cup of flour, which is literally a cup, or you just take a whole cup and you have a bunch left as well. So we're saying it should be mechuka, it should be smooth, and not gedusha, not heaping. V'shiyuro mikemach chita mitzvis chamesh miyos v'esem derim mitzvim v'keiruv. And the measurement of this flour of wheat is mikamachita mitzris of use the measuring of the Egyptian measure wheat chamish meyos the esrim derhim mitzriim bekeruv. That's the Egyptian measuring tool volume. Okay. Hagah says the Ramah, v'lo yidcha kakemach b'mido. You should not pound in the flour. Don't pack it in there. Dimkein lo yolush yofe. Because if you pack it in, if you have your container, your pot, your bowl, mixing bowl, and you pack it in, so we'll see in the Mishnah Rura that the water won't get to every single place properly. And then you might have some pieces of that flour becoming chametzdik. Nimkein lo yolush yofe, it won't be kneaded properly. V'toiv loymar b'shas nesiyas hakemach l'mido she'oisil l'shei mitzvah. And it's appropriate that at the time when you're placing nesinas akemach lemida, this flour to be measured, that you're doing this the shame mitzvah. Not just to think it, but to actually say, the toiv loimar, it's appropriate to say that you're doing this the shame mitzvah. No, not at all. But it's appropriate, it's toiv loimar, it's good to say it.
Is that only repeated when you put it into the bacon?
That's all different process, a different...
Yeah. You're saying the same formula?
Yes, I believe so. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Aleph. So we said in the beginning of the Mechaber, Ein Loshin LePesach Isa G'doy LeMishir Chalo. We should not need on Pesach more than the amount of dough of the Shir of Chalo. Why? The Fish Shiru Chachamim, because the Chachamim concluded, they estimated, She'esek She'odim Echod Mis'asek B'yodai B'isa B'lisha V'aricha Einim Matzila Michimutz Kishi G'doy LeMiyoisim Yashir HaMuzkar Kan. The Chachamim came out that the amount of dough that we're discussing, that you take out for the challah, 43 amount of volume, the 43 eggs, if a person is dealing with this amount of challah, one person alone, it won't become chametz stick. But more than this amount, it has the potential of becoming chametz stick. So Chazal said, don't use more than this amount for, now it's very important. He says here, Shehesek she'odom echad misasek biyodai biisa. We're talking about one person. We'll see later on that nowadays it's not just one person making this. They used to make it, let's say, in their own house or whatever there was, and there one person make his own matzahs. So for one person, he should not be baking more dough than this amount. Levi she'ena yadayim maspikos lisasek ba. Because the person's hands is not able to keep and constantly move that dough around. And if the dough sits, it has that ability to become chametz stick. We want to always keep the dough moving. Sifkat and Beis, our boy Misholish Beim, we said, what is this shir challah? It's 43 eggs. K'moy shehein ima klipois, the volume of the egg with the shell. Sifkat and Gimel, you can estimate it, but not through a weight scale. Because of achroinim shehu shear gimel kvarit leirich, it's a measurement, it's an amount of 3 quarts, approximately 3 quarts. Well, yidchak sifkat and dali, you shouldn't pack it in. The question was, why can you not use a scale? And he says, of a tama dover, number 3, the dirshu, explains the Rambam, Pesha Mishnais, of chala, perik beis, mishnevav, gabi shir, hafrashes chala, shekevan she'ein, kovid mishkol hachitim, has oirim hakemach shove, since the weight of the wheat and the barley and of the flour are not equal, afilu kishem min echad, even if it's one type, one species, that's why they said don't weigh it, but do the measurement, the volume, right? One who does it with the scales is going to make a mistake. Thank you for the question, or else I would have gone on further. Okay. I want to suggest we'll stop here for today, and Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up from Sif Katan Dalit. Thank you.